We're going to learn a little bit for the next few minutes until Maariv. Again, Maariv is going to be at 8:30, approximately 10 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch tells us the halacha of wearing the talis and the tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Of course, we're familiar that as we're taking off our talis and tefillin, of course, the minhag is to wear it by mincha. This is actually not the opinion of everyone. It's actually brought down by the Maran Marunberg that he would not put on tefillin at all on Tisha B'Av. And when asked the reason for this, he said that when it comes to someone who is in avelus, specifically on the first day of mourning, the halacha states that tefillin are not worn. And therefore, the Maran Marunberg says that this is how we should also feel on Tisha B'Av. That we also should have this level of intensity of avelus within ourselves for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that tefillin also should not be worn for the same reason. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this. Rather, he states, Nohagin shel haniach tefillin b'Tisha B'Av shachris v'talos. The custom is not to wear the tefillin, not to wear a talis in the morning by the shachris davening. Elulavshin talis katan, tachas begadim. Of course, we can still wear the tzitzes, which is also called the talis katan underneath our garments, below bracha. We do not say a bracha on the tzitzes. However, v'mincha manichin tzitzes utfilin mevarchin alehin. On the davening of mincha, which we just had, we will wear the talis and we'll also wear the tefillin. So the question is, if in fact you're not supposed to wear tefillin in the morning, then why are we allowed to wear them in the afternoon? And if there's no problem with wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av, then we should just wear them in the morning like we do every day. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the significance why we do not wear tefillin in the morning. It's al pi medrash. It's based on the following words, actually quoted from Eicha from Lamentations. The pasuk says, "Betza porfira delay zetalus." When the pasuk says "Betza imraso," which literally means that his words have been torn, have been shredded up. So that's referring to, as the Medrash tells us, as the talis. That the talis is torn up, and therefore we're not to wear the talis as it's alluded to in those verses in that pasuk. And then it also continues and says, Hishlich mishamayim, it's cast from the heavens, Tiferes Yisrael, that which is the glory, the splendor of the Jewish people, and that's so tefillin. That's referring to the tefillin. Tefillin represents the pa'er, the beauty, the glory, the majesty of ourselves, that we wear the tefillin, what they represent. And therefore, the pasuk which says by Eicha, the hishlich, that it's cast from us, therefore the tefillin are also not worn at this time. However, we do wear them by mincha, and the question is why? What's the difference between the morning and the afternoon? So the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the afternoon, she'oz hitzisu eish b'mikdash, Hashem was extremely infuriated, he's very upset, angered at us. And the question is, how did Hashem express that anger? He could have expressed the anger directly at his people at Klal Yisrael. However, what did Hashem do? B'mash shafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamasu b'etzim habanim. Based on the words of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, that because we look at what Hashem did, He destroyed a building as great, as precious as the Beis HaMikdash is, it doesn't come in comparison to the preciousness of human life. And therefore, when we look at and remember that the Beis HaMikdash was the destruction and not the wiping out all of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, therefore it's a form of Nechama. By the afternoon, we can now be consoled by knowing that Hashem did not express His anger directly, completely at us, ourselves. The Eish Omrim, the Mishnah Berurah says another reason is Kedil Haros Nechama Be'Avelos Bo'Biyom, that we want to acknowledge that there's some difference in the day. Of course, we still have all the other inuyim, all the other afflictions we've learned about. But at least when it comes to when it comes to the wearing of the tefillin, by putting them on, it shows that the severity, the seriousness of the day is not as great. And that's also the reason why, for those that have the custom not to sit in a chair after midday, it's not an issue. So there's different ways we go lenient to show that we're now receiving some level of nechama, which of course will be the name of this upcoming Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, a Shabbos of consolement, of being comforted. Moving now to the next set of halachos, which pertain directly to us, with regard to Motzi Tisha B'Av, what are the laws after Tisha B'Av? We have the 9 days. Generally speaking, the 9 days includes also the 10th day. Now, why do we include the 10th day? And does that apply here as well? So the Machaber says, B'Tisha B'Av l'Eis Erev, toward the evening, on the 9th of Av, many years ago, Hitzisu Eish Behechel V'Nisraf Ad Shkias Acham B'Yom Masiri. They began the burning of the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem's Heichel, and it continued into the 10th day, all the way until sunset. So you would look at that and say, well, there's a small amount of time that the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed on the 9th, the entire 10th, so you would think that would be more logical to make Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. And obviously it wouldn't be called Tisha B'Av anymore. But we're going to see the reason why we do not do this. But because there's still this tragedy which continued onto the 10th day, Mimnekach Minah Kosher Shul Echel Basav Shul Shashyayin B'Leil Asiri V'Yom Asiri. It's customary, the Shulchan Aruch says, not to eat meat, not to drink wine, the entire 10th. And on this, the Ramah, which is the custom of Bnei Ashkenaz, says, V'yesh Machmirin Ad Chatzos Hayom V'lo Yoter. That at least we should not eat meat, we should still follow all the laws of, all the halachos of the 9 days, only up until the middle or the afternoon of the 10th day. And that's what the halacha states. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, again, why do we celebrate, why do we commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash today and not tomorrow? He says, "V'tam shekavua b'tshi," the reason why it's established on the 9th is because mishum daschalta pernasa difa, that although the majority of the destruction will happen tomorrow on the 10th of Av, but we always go by what the beginning. Because once the destruction began, it just continued. However, the true tragedy was when it began, because it was certain that it would continue. Therefore, since the beginning of the destruction was on the 9th of Av, on Tisha B'Av, that's when we acknowledge it, and that's why we fast specifically on Tisha B'Av and not tomorrow. Now, the Ramah tells us that on the 10th we're supposed to not supposed to do all these laws of the 9 days until midday, Ad Chatzos Hayom. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, this also applies, shalirchotz b'merchatz. It's not only not being able to eat meat or drink wine, but also it's lirchotz b'merchatz. It's also going to take a shower, as we discussed, when that's allowed, how that's allowed. Ulasaper, and also with regard to getting a haircut, person cannot get a haircut immediately after Tisha B'Av. You have to wait until the middle of the 10th day. Lachaves, also when it comes to doing laundry, to laundering one's garments, that's Ad Chatzos. You have to wait until the middle of the 10th. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it depends on what day of the year Tisha B'Av falls. And with regard to this year, we have a unique halacha. If we would ever find in our calendar that Tisha B'Av would fall on a Thursday, which happens to be today, so therefore Sha'az Yom Asiri Hu Erev Shabbos, therefore the 10th of Av will be on Friday. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mutter B'chol Zeh L'Chavod Shabbos. A person, for the honor of Shabbos, you're allowed to do all of these things. Now, the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean the second the fast ends at 8:53, a person's allowed to immediately go to their barber, which I don't think they'll be open, but assuming that they would, or let's say with regard to shaving or doing the laundry, is that allowed? Or perhaps one has to wait until the next day? On this, the Mishnah Berurah is not very clear, so therefore we turn to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. He tells us specifically what we're supposed to do with regard to tonight. Quoting the words of the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva tells us that in a situation, actually quoting the Magen Avraham, he says, "Sukishchal biyom," when it happens to be that it falls out on this particular day, that the sixth day of the week, Friday, is the 10th of Av, which is what tomorrow will be. He says, "Umutru l'staper," a person is then allowed to get a haircut, which for those that don't shave, such as myself, also, when am I allowed to get it to shave? So he says one more word. "Mutru l'staper." He says, you're allowed to do this the next morning. So although L'Kavod Shabbos, a person could perhaps read the Mishnah Berurah to imply that it means you can do it immediately after the fast is over because of honoring Shabbos. However, we also have to remember the balance that although Tisha B'Av is over, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash continues. And therefore, because of this, the Shari Tshuva feels, even though L'Kavod Shabbos, you would maybe think you can shave tonight or get a haircut tonight, he says you should wait until the next day, wait until tomorrow, and then you can get your haircut. We'll stop here, followed by Mar. Yisrael, Adonai.